parents and sister of Rachel Corrie filed a civil lawsuit against the State of Israel and against Caterpillar for the unlawful killing of Rachel. The 23-year-old activist was crushed to death by an Israeli-driven Caterpillar D9R bulldozer. In October, about 80 listened to the Corrie family talk about the trial. They were at the Alternative Information Center in Beit Sahur, a suburb of Bethlehem. This is Rachel's father, Craig Corrie.
What we're saying against Caterpillar is not that they sold a bulldozer and it subsequently was used to kill our daughter, but that they continued to sell bulldozers time after time, and that they knew that the bulldozers were being used for human rights violations, and they continued to sell them, even knowing that, and then it was used to kill our daughter. And my thought was that if you could show this in court, and we had U.S. laws that would back this sort of thing up, if somebody brings up, well, how are our bulldozers being used, instead of saying, well, that's not our business, they would have to say, yes, it is our business. We need to know that.
Cindy Corrie, Rachel's mother, said that other activists said her daughter had lost her balance. She fell over backward and the bulldozer ran over her, then backed up and ran over her again. Former Prime Minister Ariel Sharon had promised then-President George W. Bush a thorough and transparent investigation. It did not happen. Questions remained, and the family hopes the trial that began last March will shed light on what actually happened.
The position of Rachel's body has been somewhat in question. At first, you know, the State of Israel said that she was not touched by the bulldozer, and that she was not run over by the bulldozer. That's still an element of the discussion in the trial that we're having. But there's photographic evidence, and it's the testimony of all the witnesses that, in fact, it went over and then backed over her again.
In the context of the trial, Rachel's mother said that the reason her daughter chose to go to Gaza goes beyond courtroom litigation.
It was really 9/11 in the United States that kind of awakened her to what was happening here. And she was, like I think most young American people, but all of us, 9/11 was traumatic. And she immediately went to why, what's going on, why did this happen? And in her search for some answers, she was in college at the time, at the Evergreen State College in Olympia, and her search led her to the Israeli-Palestinian situation as being at least a factor.
Cindy Corrie said she believes operational investigations are intended to help military learn from what happens. She thinks they ignore human rights, and the good activists do.
There is a recent report called Void of Responsibility by Beth Selim that's just come out talking about these very issues. And also Human Rights Watch has an earlier report called Promoting Impunity. And it's about this system of operational investigations and military police investigations and how they intersect, I believe, to really keep the institution of the military from having to assume responsibility.
The court system in Israel differs from that in the U.S. And for Sarah, Rachel's sister, it was both disturbing and insightful. During trial sessions, there were few breaks, and they were told that for security reasons, with few exceptions, the soldiers involved would testify behind screens. The trial was also conducted entirely in Hebrew, which added to stress.
My answer has been, under the right circumstances, I would like to be able to sit in the room and look across the table at the soldier's eyes and be able to hear from him exactly what he experienced that day and what he saw and what happened to my sister. And coming to the trial in March, that was why I came, was to be able to hear that side. We thought we were going to hear the soldiers in March. Now, in such a short notice, we're having to accept the fact that we won't have the opportunity to do that.
Cindy Corrie said they had agreed to an autopsy, but found out later it was not conducted according to conditions they had agreed to.
Well, we have subsequently learned a long time after and had confirmed in the court is that the doctor violated an Israeli court order. There was no U.S. consular presence at the autopsy. And he violated, knowingly violated that court order. But also, the military police went to the court and promised that they would make sure that the conditions were met. So the investigators, the state had some responsibility. They also did not take their responsibility very seriously.
Cindy Corey said that this trial is much bigger than just Rachel's case. Every day there are assaults by Israeli militia on demonstrators in the Israeli-occupied Palestinian territories of Gaza and in the West Bank, as well as in Jerusalem.
To draw attention to the continuing assault on nonviolent protesters, Palestinian, international, Israeli, who are being violently assaulted at protests, but also assaulted through the system. I'm thinking right now of Abdullah Abu Rahman, who is in prison for his activities, and there are others. But I also think, as we do this, I think of Bassam Abu Rahman.
The family says worldwide support sustains them. The next court dates are set for December 22nd and 23rd. For updates and more information, go to wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, this is Doris Norito, reporting from Beit Sahur in the occupied Palestinian West Bank.